Module 8, Customizing Knowledge Management Definitions. At this point, you want to customize what knowledge management will look like within your organization. This is important because your project stakeholders would like to know what you are attempting to achieve. Without a clear definition of what knowledge management will be in your organization, you may lose support for your project. In this module, you will learn how to define your knowledge management project by identifying the components, customizing them to suit your organization in a body of knowledge. Components of a knowledge management definition. Having a good foundation in project management will help you to define your project and communicate clearly to stakeholders. If you do not possess project management skills, you may want to get someone that does on your team. Remember that implementing knowledge management has to be a team effort in order for it to permeate throughout your organization. Defining your knowledge management program involves discussion around the following items. Provide a concise description of deliverables, tasks, or action items. This should explain any new systems, processes, policies, and specifications of results you are planning to achieve. The more detail, the better. Each deliverable should have an owner responsible for completing the task along with a proposed date of completion. In your definition, you should include the benefits to implementing knowledge management. This was discussed earlier this workshop. This is probably the best place to put this information since this document will be the one used to gain approval for your project. Develop a list of objectives. Remember to link the objective to business drivers and organizational needs. Avoid making knowledge management itself as the main objective. Tie it to performance, organizational efficiency, etc. Define what kind of support is needed from the organization. You will need support from other departments like IT, training, and marketing. Make sure you speak with those areas first to ensure they are on board before you list them as a support group. Remember, support means that they are willing to lend you resources from their area to help with your project. Discuss changes to any business processes. Then you should list new processes or areas that will be created because of implementing knowledge management. Perhaps you are proposing a new position that manages knowledge management, like a Chief Knowledge Officer, CKO. Define that role here as a part of the total knowledge management definition. Provide a timeline of events that maps the progress of this project. You can focus on milestones instead of the details. Defining your knowledge management program will give your management team something to reference, making it easier for them to render a decision. Your goal is to win them over to knowledge management. Clear definition will help you achieve this. Customizing the components. In order to customize your knowledge management program to fit the organization, you will have to involve the organization. You could spend months putting a program together only to find out that the employees do not like the system. Customizing will involve a few crucial steps. At first, these steps may seem like a lot of trouble to perform, but in the end, it will reap rewards that will benefit your knowledge management project. Here are some steps you can take to customize your program. Involve the employees or users of the knowledge management system. Hold focus groups, surveys, and one-on-one meetings to gather information on system expectations, desired features, type of knowledge they value, and potential drawbacks to your plans. All of this planning and preparation should help to avoid costly mistakes. Involve management in your customization process. Get valuable insight to strategic goals. Have them poke holes in your plan. Allowing them to give input and advice will make them part owner of this program, allowing you to get more details that will help you tailor your knowledge management program to the organization. When in the process of customizing your program, remember to remain objective and open to feedback. If people start to get the feeling that you are sensitive to feedback, they may avoid giving you feedback. Finally, remember to take into account your organizational culture. If they are not used to being open to sharing information, you may have to come up with a more subtle approach to sharing information. Always keep in mind what the culture values and incorporate that somehow. Take the time to do research on this topic. This class gives you the basics so you can have a better understanding of the knowledge management concept. Use the web, read books, or research companies that use knowledge management. When you do your homework, you will expand how you can customize knowledge management to meet your organization's needs. Sample definitions. Take a moment to review the sample definition. Of course, this is only a sample. You can customize the look and feel to cater to your organization. Focus on the elements of the definition other than the format. Remember that there is no one-size-fits-all approach. Creating a KMBOK. A Knowledge Management Body of Knowledge, or KMBOK, is an enterprise-wide program that captures all knowledge within the organization. The actual knowledge management system oversees all major areas of knowledge within the organization. There are three major areas in developing a KMBOK. Project management is how the organization manages the temporary activities within the organization. Many companies use a well-known body of knowledge for this discipline published by the Project Management Institute, aptly named the Project Management Body of Knowledge, or PMBOK. Leadership and managerial knowledge is how the management in an organization operates. This involves their strategic leadership skills, managerial skills, their roles within the organization, and their functions. Organizational structure knowledge involves all the systems and processes that define the company. Organizational factors like the culture, the people, and the processes, and the way the organization handles challenges make up this area of knowledge. Remember that above these three broad categories exists your knowledge management program, which threads all of this knowledge into a network for sharing across the organization. Creating the KMBOK is not a requirement to implementing knowledge management. However, as your knowledge program matures, you may want to develop a KMBOK so the organization has an understanding of what all is involved in the daily operations as it relates to knowledge. Case study. Anne and Will scurried about like two pieces of a puzzle that had no home. Changes had been made and both Anne and Will had not yet found their place. Anne nudged and budged her way through tasks, hoping that she'd made the right decision. Will clobbered about as if he had no care in the world. Will figured he'd worry about it later. Anne continued to fret and beads of sweat formed on her forehead. Will ran haphazardly through his day. Neither made any progress and neither went in search of answers. Their supervisor noticed the mayhem and had an aha moment. Anne and Will needed a roadmap for success, and that would calm the storm before the clock ran out on both of them.